Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Tainis Daf Chav Gimel. Picking up on Chav Beis Hamad Beis by the bottom of the page, second to last line. Zok Tehilu Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. V'nasati Gishmechem Itam. Pasuk says, "I will give you rain in the proper times." Lo Shikora V'lo Tzmeya. Lat Shikora is lashon of shikar, of drunk. Rashi says, "Lo Shtu Yosim Idai Shemitash Teshimis Eretz." It's going to go and it's going to mess up the land. Vote Smeya, and not thirsty. Ella Bein is going to be just right, Goldilocks right in the middle. So Kol Zman Shagisham Merubim. Whenever Merubim, whenever you're in, that's too much. Mitash Teshimis Eretz. It makes the ground all messed up. It's all muddy. Ve'enim Otzia Peros is able to get fruits and able to come grow from it. Davar Acher. Beep, turn the page. Chav Kimel Med Aleph. Another thing, Zog Gemara Beitam. What does it mean, Beitam? That is Beleili Revios or Beleili Shabbosos. What it means in the times, it means it's going to fall on Wednesday night and on, meaning on the eve of Wednesday, which means on Tuesday and on Friday night. Why in those particular days? Says Rashi, Zeu Beleili Revios or Beleili Shabbosos. They ain't Torech Labnei Adam. They ain't Holchem the Drachem Beleili Revios. Mepnei Igros. Bas machlas v'psachim. Right, there's a whole shtickle over there that Gemara Psachim talks about, that there was this shade, igris v'as machlas, that was can cause harm and damage, and that's when they hang out over there, and therefore people don't walk on the streets on Tuesday nights, and also on Friday night they don't walk around either, because in fact those, you know, people are not working, they're doing malacha. Those are the nights that it's going to actually rain. She came and seen me make Shimon ben Shetach. We found in the days of Shimon ben Shetach. Says Rashi, Klomer b'Shemah Tomer Ein Sipak b'Shamim Shal Beis Leilos. You say, well, that's not enough. If you have only two nights where it's raining, two over this is Shabbos, Metzina b'Mei Shimon ben Shetach, that actually is enough, as it says right now. She came and seen me make Shimon ben Shetach. She yard the limb of Yeshamim. Rain fell for them. Beleili Revios, Beleili Shabbosos, on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights. Again, the night of the 4th, which is Tuesday night, and the Shabbos, which is Friday night. Achenasu Chitim Kikloyos, and the wheat became as big as a kidney. That's how big it became. So that's pretty large. Usarim Kigarine Zesim, barley was the size of olive pits. Ve'adashim, and the lentils were as big as kedine zarv, as gold, a dinar of zahav. Vitzaru mehen, and they would put them away, and they would save them for what? Rashi says, kashu v'atzru, they tied them up, and they put them in the otzer. Dugmas ledaros is an example for all future generations. What was the message for the generations? It was Lehodia, Lehodia, Lehodia. Kama hachid garim. How much sin will cause these things to get ruined? Because look, we had this amazing stuff, but now look what happened. Shen Emar, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, Avo, 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 Roseichem, Hitu Eile, Bechatoseichem, Manu Hatomikam. Your sins have turned these away, meaning the blessings of rain, and your aved is withheld the good from you. Right. V'chemetzinu b'mei Hordus, we found this in the times of Hordus, which is Herod. She says, Hordus, Seser binyan de Ezra, Obana binyan yafa mimenu, b'vobabasra. Sosar, that was that he destroyed the binyan of Ezra. And it made a nicer bin, even nicer one. That's above Basadaf Dalit. Shahiyo Oskim of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. When they were going in and building the healing of Beis HaMikdash. V'hayu Yarden Geshamim Balayla. The rain would fall at night. Only at night it would fall because, you know, no one was working then. Lamacha, the next day, Nashva Haruach. The wind would blow. V'nispazru Ha'avim. The clouds would set, would move away. V'zarcho Ha'chama. Some would come out tomorrow. V'yatzo Am L'melachtan. The people go out for their work. V'yadu Shemelechis Shamayim Bideim. They knew that they're doing the holy work of Hashem, that Hashem was happy with their work. Okay, now we get to the famous story that we spoke at the Mishnah of Choni HaMagal. Maise Sheshalchu L'Choni HaMagal. What did they send a message to? Choni HaMagal, that they needed rain. Atanu Rabbanan. Pam Achas Yatza Rov Adar V'lo Yadu Geshamim. One time, majority of Adar had already passed, and there was no rain. And that's pretty bad, because we know that usually it's the end of the season by that time. Shochel lechone amago, they sent a message. Espalal v'yevdu gishamim, daven for us, rain will come. Espalal v'yevdu gishamim, he did it daven, but rain didn't come. And then we finally have the famous Ug Uga v'omer v'socha, which has enough for your test as well. Ug Uga Rash is a shura agula, a round line, kama uga shu agula, like a cake, which is round. So he made this like circle, and he stood in front of it. Kederch she'asa Chavakuk Hanavi, just like Chavakuk Hanavi did. Chavakuk, the Pasuk tells us what he did is he made for himself like a jail type of thing. Rashi says, "Kedem farsh b'kagum shel tefilas Chavakuk al mishmarti emda kemin beis hasurim asav yashav." So he made himself like this. He dug like a pit for himself, and he wanted to know from Hashem, "I don't understand what's going on over here. Why would it be tzaddik v'rala rasha v'tovlo? What's going on?" And therefore he said, "I'm not coming out until you tell me what happened over there." So what happened? I'm going to stand at my post. I'm going to set myself a siege. Amar lefanav. He said in front of Hashem, "Ribono shel olam, Hashem, b'necha samu p'nei malai. Your children, they've turned their faces to me. Sha'ani kibin b'ayis l'fanecha, because I'm like a ben bias by you. Like I'm with you a lot. Nishba ani b'shimcha gadol. I swear by your great name. She'ini zoz mikana atzitrachem abanecha. I'm not leaving from here until you have mercy on your children." Hizchilu shama min atvin. What happened was, immediately, it started to drizzle a little. Amrilo talmidam, so a student said to him, "Rabbi, reyinucha v'lo namus. Please, like, help us." Rashi says, "Nira uscha v'lo namus b'nichusa. Right, we want to see you and not die, because we need more. We need more rain. Can we do min anu? We are mad. We think that she ain't gisham yardim elahat yeshuatzcha. The reason why she made the rain come is just to get you out of your shua. But because you swear I can move until it rained, but it rained a little bit. But we need more." So Amar said, "Oh no, lo kach shalti. That's not what I wanted. Ela gishmi boris sichem oris. I wanted to be able to fill up their holes and their ditches and their caves where they have the water, where they keep their water. Yardu bazaf. So it came out very intensely. Acha kol tipa v'tipa kam lo pichavis. Each one of the drops is the size of the pichavis, a mouth of a jug. V'shiaro chachamim, and the chachamim they estimated she'ein tipa b'chusa milug. There was no drop that was less than a lug, which is a lot. We're talking about a lot of rain over here. Amalot Amidav, Rabbi, Reinucha Lodamus, let us see you not die. This is crazy. We got to stop this rain. Kimedumin anu, Shein Gesham Yardin, Elo La'abid Olam. It's coming down just to go to destroy the world. Amalot fun of Lokach Shalti Hashem, that's not what I wanted for. Elo Gishmi Ratzon Bracha Nadava. I want it to be a Geshem of good goodwill, like, you know, that you want this. Good rain. Bracha, to be blessing, or dava, to be something which is positive and good. Yardu ketiknam, what happened is that the fall the way it should, in a proper way. Acha alu kola am lahar abayis from day shamim. But it kept raining, even though it wasn't so intense, but it just continued to rain until they had to go up into har abayis because of all the rain that was over there. They had to go up. And Amrlo, they said, "Rabbi, Kishem Shesbalalta Shehirtu, just like you daven for the rain to come, Kachas Bal Yechalem daven also says it should stop." Amrlo, he said, "Kach Mekublani," says, no, "Shein Respalin Al Rova Tova. You don't pray in daven about too much good. You don't want good to stop. Afal Pikain Havili Par Hoda. Bring a par Hoda in order to go ahead to." Says Rashi, "Lezvado salav to do vidoy over vaasalu smicha veviu shlamim choni bizman abayis." It was during the times of the Beis Hamikdash. So he says, "Like, bring me. I'm about to ask for the rain to stop, and that's not a good thing. So bring me, you know, bring a carbon over here." Heviu lo paro da. So he brought it for him. Samach shtei adav alav he did smicha v'amar lefanav. He said, "Ribono shalom, amchi yisrael shotzeisim mitzrayim inim yichom lo berov tova belov reparanus. They can't survive when it's too much good or there's too much bad. It's just, we got to come up with a certain balance over here. Ka'asta aleihem, he became angry with them. Ein yichom lamo, they can't handle your anger at them. Hishpata aleihem tova, and then you gave them so much good. Ein yichom lamo, they're able to handle it. Hira tzom lefenecha, sheyifsu ha'gishamim behei revach ba'olam. Let it be that you ratzon, that the rains should stop, and there should be, you know, goodness to the world. Things should be working out well. Miyad nashar ruach, immediately the wind started blowing, moved the clouds, and the sun started shining. They went to the fields, and they brought back all these types of mushrooms. Right? And Rashi says that this stuff came out. And they knew that this rain was from bracha. He sent him a message. He says, "Amoli choni ato. If you weren't choni amagel, if you weren't choni, like a chashav person, goes on elach nidoi. I would have put nidoi upon you." Rashi says, "Shemenadin al kvod harav shetich devarim from a lo kach shalti." He's speaking away to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a respectful way to speak to Hashem. He said, "I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for that." Sheilu shanim kishtei Eliyahu. The Gra adds in v'lo oath, and not only that, but sheilu shanim kishtei Eliyahu. If you would have been alive during the times of Eliyahu Navi, like, not only was it bad what you did, the way you're speaking, but like, if you would have been around during that time, when the key of rain were in the hands of Eliyahu Navi, Rashi says, Shalom Aleichem Yushanim Kishnei Eliyahu Gezeros Satsiris Geshamim. What happened during that time? We saw at the end of Sanhedrin, the Gemara says over there that Eliyahu took a shavua that no rain is going to fall. That was against Achav, because Achav spoke in a certain way, and Eliyahu Navi ended up putting a whole ban on that. There's not going to be any rain. The point is that if you lived at the same time, wouldn't the Shem Shemayim Mischala Yodcha? Wouldn't the Shem Shemayim been Mischala? Rashi's Bitamia. Why? Says Rashi, Shaliyahu Nishma Chai Hashem Im Yia Hashanah Ma'ila Talamatar Kiyom Lefi Devari. There's not going to be anything. Vato Nishma She'ena Tazaz Atcher Yoduk Shama. And you're saying you're not going to move until there is rain. Nimsa Shem Shemayim Mischala Yodcha. Dezeh, Rashi's Dezeh, Ozeh, Bavli Dei Shavuot Shav. One of them is going to come in Shavuot Shav. Right, because he's saying no rain, you're saying yes rain. But what can I do to you? Shata meschate lefnei hamakam v'ose lecha ritzoncha. Right, she says this is a lashon of chet, like you're behaving in a way which is very mischievous in front of Hashem by demanding from him, but still Hashem is doing that which you asked. And kiben shemeschate el ovel, like a son who behaves like that to his father, says Rashi, that mischate loshen chait klomer have a holich v'chote, like you're on your way, you're just behaving in such a way. Vosel lo ritzono, that a son misbehaves from his father and he asks him something, and his father does with him. But omer lo, the son says, and obviously the kid, he's a kid, but he's being disrespected. He says, Abba, halachini rachsteini b'chamin, shatfeini b'tzonein, teni egozim shkeini mafarsimim. Farsakim v'yimonim, he says, I want to take a bath in warm water. Now, I'm doing cold water. And he says, give me nuts. And he says, give me almonds. Give me peaches and pomegranates. V'nosim lo, his father gives it to him. V'alecha kasavom, and there the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yoladitecha. So basically he's saying, listen, Hashem loves you a lot. What can I do? I'm stuck. Tan Rabbanan, ma shachu b'nei lishkas l'choni ha-magal. So what did the people of the lishkas ha-gazis, meaning, Rashi says, the Sanhedrin, what did they go and they sent to choni ha-magal? They said, v'sigzer omer v'yakam lach v'al derachecha naga'or. You will pronounce a decree and it will be fulfilled for you, and light will shine in your ways. And they explain like this, V'tigzar Omer, when it says that Lashon, that you will pronounce a decree and it's going to be fulfilled, Ata gazata milmata, your decree down here, that it should rain, V'kadosh Baruch Hu mekayim arechem amela, Kadosh Baruch Hu upheld your words up top, V'adurechecha nagaor, and light is going to shine on your ways. Dor shaya afel he'arta b'tfilasecha, the generation that was in darkness, you brightened it through your prayer. Right? What does that mean? That was in darkness. Rashi says, "Mirov tzar shelo yodzik shamim," from all the pain that they weren't getting any rain. That was the darkness over here. Okay. Now, the kiyishpilu atomer geva. If they have fallen low, you have said that they should be uplifted. This is a continuation. These are all psukim that are found in Eov. Dor shaya shafel higbata b'tfil asecha. When it says again, if they fall low, you have said that they should be uplifted. Is that a generation that was very low because they didn't have any rain? You raised them up through your tefillah. Right? Again, because of the tzar that they didn't have the geshem. V'shach einayim yoshia, and one whose eyes are downcast, he will save. Dor sheshach ba'avono shata b'tfil asecha, generation that was very low
Right, Rashi says, you saved them from death. They were low by sin. You saved them through your tefillah, which Hashem came along and he answered.
Yamalit I Naki, he will deliver one who is not innocent. Dor Shalohaya Naki Milatito Bitfila Secha, a generation that wasn't innocent, you deliver through your prayer, Vinimlat Bibor Kapecha, it'll be delivered because of the purity of your hands. Milatito Bimasya Decha Habruam. You've delivered them through the clear deeds of your hands, right? Through your greatness. Amr Rav Yochanan is called Yom Shel Tzadik. All the days of that tzadik. Rashi says Choni Amagel Hayom Etzdar Al Mikra Zeh. He was bothered by the following pasuk. Hayom Etzdar Al Mikra Zeh. Shir Hamalos B'Shuv Hashem Es Shivasin Roinu Kichomim. A Shir Hamalos, a song of exaltation when Hashem. Well, b'shuv Hashem, when Hashem will return, as Shiva Tzion, the captivity of Tzion, hayinu kachamim, we will be like dreamers. Says Rashi, hayinu kachamim, kechalom nidme galus bavel, shayishim shana. It will be like a dream, the galus bavel, that is 70 years. So now, Amar Miika Dinayam Shiv Mishnin Bechalma, is it possible that a person could be asleep for 70 years and have one dream? Rashi says, Bitamiya, Mi Isa Dinayam Shivin Shanin Bechalme. Can a person sleep for 70 years? Yom Echad Hava Osav Orche. One day he was walking along the road and Chazir the Hugaver the Hava Nata Chiruva. He saw a person that was planting a carob tree, a buxer tree. Amalei, he says to him, Hi Ad Kama Shinin Toyin. How long does it take for this, you know, to actually give fruit? Amalei, oh, this takes Ad Shiv Mishnin. It takes 70 years. Amalei says, Pshita Lach the Chay Shiv Mishnin. What, do you think you're going to live for 70 years? Amalei, Hai Gavra Alma Becheruva Ashkachte. Says, no, this man, meaning speaking about himself, I came into a world that had a full-grown carob tree. Just like my ancestors left this for me. They're never going to see it, right? But I'm going to get it. And I'm going to plant it. It's going to be for my kids that are going to come after me. Very nice. What happened? Yosef Kakar Chrifta. Choni sat down and he had some bread. Rashi says, Choni Amagal, but Kakar Chrifta, he broke bread. He ate something over there. And Asali Shinsa Nim, he got very tired, and he fell asleep. Ahadrolei mishunisa, there was this rock that came around him while he was sleeping. Rashi says, ulsa sevivo sav, shein sel, like the tooth of a rock. So it kind of like made this little area for him that he was like sleeping in that no one noticed him. Ichsim einei, and he was covered over, no one could see. Rashi says, lo shkechu hasav, no one found him over there. V'nim shivim shenin, he slept for 70 years. When he woke up, he saw that this person was taking carobs from the tree that he had just planted. Amalei says to him, Atu dish salte, are you the one that planted this tree? Amalei says, no, Barbara, what are you talking about? I'm the son of his son. I'm the grandson. Amalei says, Shema mina, did I meet Shimon Shin? Okay, must be. I must have slept for 70 years. Oh my goodness. Chazal Achamed is Yelidalei Ramchi Ramchi. He saw that his donkey gave birth to a bunch of other donkeys. Rashi says this donkey just kept mating and had more and more animals. He's like, whoa, I guess this whole idea is Yimali. Mishael Mas, Mishael Shem, Mishael Shemasina, Yidikicholmim, you can sleep for 7 years. Azalabese, so he went to his house, Armelahu. Brei de Choni Amago Mikayim, is the son of Choni Amago still alive? Amalei said back to him, Brei Lesa. No, his son's not alive, but Barbara Isa. But his son's son is, his grandson's alive. Amalehu, he says to him that, I'm Choni Amago. Lohim knew. But they didn't believe him. They're like, what are you talking about? So many years passed, and they didn't recognize him. Also, based on magic, can be some magic, Shaminu, the Rabbanim, the Kamri. You heard the Rabbanim saying, the Hiran Shemaitzin Kibishnei Choni Hamagal. Our teachings are as clear as they were in the days of Choni Hamagal. When in those days the Chihabe Oyel the Beis Medrash, when you would come into the Beis Medrash, called Kushit the Havilu Rabbanan Havim Afarikla. Any question that the Rabbanan had, he would go and he would answer. Rashi says that Nihirlan Hanach Shemaitzin Mugas Lanu Shmuazu. It's so clear. Kiilam Dunu
Lamad Nuha Bechayev Shachani Amago Shayim Mefarka Lanu Magilan Yof Yof. He knew how to answer things really well. So he was there in Omer Lahu. He said, Anani, it's me, I'm here. Lohe Menu, they didn't believe him. V'lo Avdele Yikrat Kedemi Boyle. And then he gave him the proper covet that he deserved. Cholish Daite Boy Rachmi Amis. He got really despondent. He was very depressed. And he davened for Rachmim, for mercy, and he died. Amar Rav, Rav says, Hainu Damienshi. You know, this is the old saying that people say, O Chavrusa, O Misusa. You either have some sort of friend or you have death. Rashi says, V'lo Gersin and Hacha, V'chavir Di'iv, El Vavavavasa, God V'maisa Di'iv, Im'ein Chavir, Shal Adam, Nog, and Mokavod, Kevitchila, Noch Lo, Shal Yamos. Point is, if a person doesn't have that relationship where they can get the proper cover that they're used to getting, then they're not able to go ahead to actually survive. They can't actually live in such a way. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. And until next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.